Chapter 85. Honest Conversation. The fight between Voldemort and Dumbledore was over, and Dumbledore, frightened, told Harry to stay where he was. And then Harry found out that Voldemort had been lulling him into a sense of complacency all year, testing his occlumency barriers without really trying them, making Harry feel confident in his own skills, which now seemed so brittle. Harry drowned in pain. Harry was reminded that, really, he had more important things to do than be in pain. He needed to ask Voldemort a question now, thanks. He didn't have time to continue his little feud with Dumbledore and whatever Voldemort's next bright plan was.
Where is he?
Harry thought, through their strange connection, and felt no pain.
I returned him to Hogwarts. Perhaps if you ask, he will even tell you what happened. I'm done talking to you now,
Harry thought gently. Harry put his glasses on and met Dumbledore's eyes.
Are you all right, Harry?
I think I finally got the hang of this occlumency thing, Harry informed him thoughtfully. I was trying too hard. It really is just like the Imperius, isn't it? Dumbledore pulled Harry to his feet and then was quite busy with the Minister of Magic.
Make time, Sirius had snarled at him.
Harry frowned and pulled out his communication mirror. Sirius?
Harry, where are you?
Up here with Dumbledore. It's fine. Everything's fine.
If you think, you little...
Sirius means to say, interrupted Remus, that he's very happy you're okay and will be up shortly. There's been a little bit of confusion here about who exactly is being taken prisoner. I'm hoping we can talk our way out of being arrested for once.
That was one time, Remus!
Harry heard Sirius protest and grinned. Sirius, at least, sounded okay.
Good.
Harry took the portkey and was in Dumbledore's office. He had a half an hour, did he? Well, Harry hadn't gotten tired of sprinting yet, but the door was locked. Harry was quite tense about the door being locked until Dumbledore arrived.
Well, Harry, said Dumbledore, finally turning away from the baby bird that was, you will be pleased to hear that none of your fellow students are going to suffer lasting damage from the night's events.
Harry nodded jerkily.
Madame Pomfrey is patching everybody up, said Dumbledore. Nymphadora Tonks may need to spend a little time in St. Mungo's, but it seems she will make a full recovery.
What about Professor Snape?
Did you have reason to believe he was in danger?
A dream, a vision, I suppose, staged for my benefit.
I see.
A heaviness seemed to enter Professor Dumbledore's eyes.
I shall certainly do my best to locate him, if indeed he is in danger.
Can I go try his quarters, sir? Just in case?
Certainly, and I shall accompany you.
Having Professor Dumbledore walking next to him was very strange, in what had been very unfriendly Hogwarts halls. He was rather a magic spell to get any unfriendly Slytherin faces to turn and walk the other way.
We haven't been very honest with each other this year, have we, sir?
Harry asked.
No, I suppose we have not, which is my mistake, Harry.
It's one I make all the time, Harry made sidelong, not quite eye contact with his professor. He was getting very good at not quite eye contact. I promised Professor Snape years ago I'd tell an adult before I did anything spectacularly dangerous.
Did you? How spectacularly sensible of you. I was never quite so sensible in my youth.
Greg's really okay?
Yes, and he apparently took the opportunity to opportune the minister about his emancipation hearing. The minister seemed quite amenable.
Was Greg still absolutely covered in blood?
Quite so.
Sounds like Greg. He's a scary kid.
If one thing saddens me about Tom more than any other, it is that he involves children in his wars. Are you really going to keep me out of it until I'm of age, Professor? I mean, I'm rather in it, it seems to me. If I can, my boy. If I can. For a moment, the headmaster looked very tired. In the spirit of honesty, perhaps you could explain why you are concerned about Professor Snape? Harry glanced around for eavesdroppers, then decided he didn't care. Voldemort was torturing him, because he said I loved him, and wouldn't I know if I loved someone, Professor? Love is a terrible and beautiful force, Harry. People are capable of the very strongest efforts and magics through love. If Tom used love to provoke you, that was his mistake. The headmaster said absently, seeming lost in thought. I think his mistake was losing his temper and coming himself when his people failed, Harry said. He would have been able to stay hidden and just say it was Mr. Malfoy's stupid plan otherwise. Yes. On that note, Harry, do you have any information that could explain Lucius Malfoy's wand turning into quite a handsome trout when he was booked for sentencing? It has everyone somewhat puzzled.